going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There you have it, your ACM winner from 2005. Oh, I'm sorry.
Brooks and Dunn performing with Cody Johnson last night with Red Dirt Road. That was good. It was good to watch them on stage. Good to see that Ronnie still has his voice. They're still doing great. But John and I were both a little annoyed that Brooks and Dunn won the Duo of the Year.
We've been doing this for a long time, as most of you know. For a long time, and not for 1 second have we ever taken it for granted or ever expected it. Did not. I don't know what to say other than God bless country music and America.
I don't know what to say because we don't even think we should have won, is what Brooks and Dunn should have said.
Do you think because they were such a big part of the ACM Lifting Lives charity event the night before that it was kind of like, I'm just asking, because they helped
asking,
raise a lot of money, maybe? I don't know.
You're
I don't understand.
The wrong person. Brooks and Dunn win Duo of the Year in 2025.
Without a new album, you know, they did an album with guest artists, you know, singing their songs that are old, but there was nothing new.
Here's an indication. When they brought them on stage to accept their award, they played Red Dirt Road, which is 23 years old. And I guess they couldn't play any other song because every other song is also that old from Brooks and Dunn. The point of them winning was ridiculous. And it's a slap in the face to every new duo that's trying to break into country music.
That's true.
And it's like, what do we have to do? Dan and Shay, they've had a few wins, don't get me wrong, who by the way, sounded amazing last night.
Shay Mooney has just got a voice to die for, doesn't he?
What a freaking voice he has.
He's incredible.
I was really hoping Brooks and Dunn would get up on stage because they looked like when they won, like, oh my God, we won.
Yeah, we all did.
It would have been so gracious of them to get on stage and say, we've got so many of these right now. This is ridiculous.
And just left.
Didn't Garth Brooks do something like that a few years back when he was like nominated for Entertainer of the Year? He's like,
it's time for us to stop. Yeah.
That's what you should do, Brooks and Dunn.
I agree.
That's why I'm so irritated with you and me, for being so psyched about getting this nomination. Because I watched last night thinking, what am I doing this for? This is irritating. There were some beautiful performances, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show for the most part. I really did, because it wasn't filled with dopey jokes, with the exception of the one person who was talking in between segments.
That one radio person? Who's much more famous than we'll ever be,
but he sucks. And it was so hokey and so out of place compared to the way that the show was being run. It felt wrong.
He's got a good agent.
But other than that, I really enjoyed the show last night.
I couldn't get past the Brooks and Dunn. How many texts did I?
Moved on to what? Basketball?
I turned it off. I'm watching the Timberwolves. I'm watching playoff basketball because that at least will make me happy.
Next hour will be much more positive because I'd like to share some highlights, some things that stood out to us that was like, wow, that was a moment.
Let's just tease a little bit. Keith Urban, Alan Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Leanne Rimes. And Chris Stapleton. Oh my God.
Thank you, country music, for remembering who Leanne Rimes is.
Yeah.
That's all coming up this morning, and we'd love to hear from you. as well. I mean, maybe we're wrong about Brooks and Dunn. Maybe you're yelling at your radio right now thinking we're being disrespectful. Okay, change our mind. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chula Vista. Good morning, Elsie.
Hi.
Elsie, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Coffee.
All right, good luck.
Elsie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Elsie, Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false, Rihanna's real name is Rihanna?
I believe so, yes.
Keith Urban was awarded the Triple Crown at last night's ACMs. The Triple Crown is also awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike Lee in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X?
This Sunday is Mother's Day, one of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Sunflowers?
And finally, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within two, and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations? Total Oscar nominations does George have?
I'm going to go like 27. I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Wow, you think very highly of George Clooney's career, don't you?
I feel like everybody does, right? I have to go high.
Pretty sure that might be a record, but either way, let's get Tammy. Let's get Tammy back in. Tammy, Elsie did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false? Her real name is Rihanna.
True. I knew all. Trust your gut.
Elsie also went with true. Her real name is Robin Fenty.
That's where her Fenty line.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Nice job, Tam.
Yeah. Didn't help me.
Didn't help you. Keith Urban was awarded the Triple Crown at last night's ACMs. The Triple Crown is awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
Horse racing is right. Elsie knew that. 1-1. A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X.
The movie might not be great. I think it's very good. But Denzel Washington's performance, the fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that is an absolute cinematic crime. It's 2-2. Tammy, this Sunday is Mother's Day. As you know, happy Mother's Day early to all moms. One of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Is it roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Ew, carnations. I'm going to go roses.
Roses is wrong, as are sunflowers. Leave it to mom to always want the most simple, don't spend too much flower. Carnations are the most popular flower for Mother's Day.
I'm going to say that that's what people buy, and I'm going to say that a lot of moms go, ew, really, carnations? But they would never tell you that. Do you agree with me?
You agree?
I agree.
Ugh. They don't even smell.
No.
In fact, they smell badly.
Yes. They're just inexpensive. Sunflowers I would love.
Yeah. I feel like that's so motherly, a sunflower.
Don't get your mom carnations. Get her something different.
We're still tied at 2. And finally, Tammy, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within 2, and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations, does George have?
Oh, because he's a director, too.
And a producer.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm going to say 12.
We both overestimated. Elsie went way big. 26, I believe, is what she guessed. Oh. George Clooney has won 2 Oscars for acting, but he's been nominated totally for 8 Oscars.
Oh, my God. I swear I almost said 8. I don't know why I picked 12.
Well, either way, today we finish with a tie. And unfortunately, Elsie, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
It's a bouquet of carnations.
Here you go.
I love it.
No, you
they
don't.
Smell perfect. No.
You have a pair of tickets for KSON's All American Summer with Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
So excited. Scotty's literally my favorite country artist. So I'm so excited.
Oh, tell all your friends to buy tickets and join you.
Yes, of course.
All right, Elsie. Well, congratulations. We're glad we can hook you up. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. Well, I'm not sure this is a good thing, but we've gotten a couple of calls instantly regarding our last College of Hollywood Knowledge, Tammy. Randy is up first.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Miss Tammy. How are you?
Good.
I was calling to let you know that the carnation is actually the mother's flower.
I know it is, but I hate it.
They are very pretty, but it is known. So when I was just listening, I'm like, I wonder if they know it's actually the mother's flower.
So wait a second. It's actually known that carnation is known as the mother's flower, quote unquote. I guess I did not know that. Thank you, Randy.
I still don't want carnations, mother's flower or not. They're cheap.
I think so too. I would rather sunflower personally.
Yeah, sunflowers. Or how about an orchid or an iris? You know, I mean, it just, I don't know. Carnations are just
anything
so.
But a carnation.
Well, we need to do a movement where we can get a brand new flower named the mother's flower because carnations stink.
I think that's what you guys should do is do a poll on what the Mother's Day flower should be, and we should get a new one going.
Timmy Navy Dave is joining us. He claims he has a
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge
controversy. All right, Navy Dave, what you got, man?
So, the Breeders' Cup is not part of the Triple Crown. The Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. The Breeders' Cup is considered part of the Grand Slam because everybody's got to have a Grand Slam nowadays.
You know what? You're right. Hang on. Are we sure?
Yes. No, I remember reading that this morning. Sure. As soon as you said it, Dave, I was reading all about the race.
God, you know, I quit. I'm done. You're going to have to carry on without me, Tammy.
Yep, Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont. Yep.
And I said the Breeders' Cup.
Yes.
Man.
Correct.
I don't know what to say. I was wrong. Thank you, Navy Dave.
I'm just a huge Secretariat fan.
Thanks, Navy Dave. Man, mm-hmm. I had one job. One
John,
job. Write
okay.
The College of Hollywood Knowledge and maybe, I don't know. Get your questions right.
You know what? It just keeps you on your toes.
This is why we lost the ACM.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry,
God.
Tammy. I'm sorry. If I was better at my job, you would be up there on stage with Brooks and Dunn.
Sure.
Accepting an award that's 25 years late.
We would have been in the group of radio winners.
Right.
They didn't even put their names up or anything. It was
just a
whole group of them just standing there.
How ironic is it that the winners thank country radio whenever they win and yet... That's what the winners of country radio awards get.
Yeah.
A second before the commercials. If you blink, you missed it.
Well, I would prefer it if they actually did like they used to do, which was put the picture of each in, you know, show that wins and each thing that wins, even if it's just for a split second. This was just a sea of people.
Yeah.
You had no idea who they were.
That's what we are. That's all we are. Getting questions to the college wrong amidst a sea of ordinary people.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, I gotta pick up my mood.
Yes,
John
yes.
And Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
So thankful to get home early yesterday after our live ACM broadcast from ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido. Turned on the TV just in time to see this. And if that went on for 10 minutes longer, yes. That would be the actual audio of the reaction from Vatican City, the massive crowd in Vatican City, when the new Pope emerged on the balcony. It was history is what it was. Not only did Catholics get a new Pope yesterday, but the first American Pope ever, North American Pope, we should say, Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, who will now forever be known as Pope Leo XIV. He spent much of his career as a missionary in South America. He served as a bishop in Peru. He's a Chicago guy, so of course my family.
I was just going to say, I bet your mom was thrilled.
My mom was thrilled, but I think she was not very happy with the amount of memes that popped up regarding the Pope and his Chicago ties. I think she found it a little bit disrespectful. Mom is a big church lady, and this is very important to her. Oh my God.
If she saw John in inundated me yesterday with the new Pope being a Chicago guy, with meme after meme after meme, and they're hilarious. It's just being funny. It's you're not trying to be disrespectful,
not
but there's
all.
A million of them you could go with.
Listen, a Pope from Chicago? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
As a Bears fan, I'm thrilled because now we got a fan in God.
Yeah.
We need all the help. We need all the help we can get. I'm assuming he's a Bears fan. He's a Chicago guy. He's a Bears fan. His brother came on TV last night because he's famous now too, to let people know that unfortunately Cubs fans, our new Pope is a White Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching TikTok yesterday and there was a TikTok from a woman. It was her and her brother and sister laughing so hard when they found out who the Pope was because apparently he dated their mom.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awesome too. Catholics are so excited about this. American Catholics are over the moon about this. My favorite meme was the Pope baptizing an Italian beef sandwich from Chicago. I mean, they were great. And you have to have a sense of humor about these things, man. The guy's got a lot of work to do, a lot of things to deal with. Man, having been there, I'm not sure you know this, Tammy. I was in Italy last year,
and
I was actually in Vatican City, and there were thousands and thousands of tourists there yesterday who just happened to be there when a super historic moment happened. When that smoke came out, everyone had to lose their mind. I can't imagine what it must have been like.
I was fascinated by the fact that many of the cardinals watched the conclave, the movie Conclave, because they'd never been through a conclave before. So they were kind of curious on what it's like. By the way, you could have made bets on this.
Did they have bets on this?
Oh, yeah. Some guy made $58,000.
Wait a second. You could bet on who the Pope was going to be?
Mm-hmm. And he had the worst odds, though. That's the thing. No one saw it coming, which is how some guy walked away with $58,000.
There were odds?
Yes.
On Pope?
Yep.
On Pope hopefuls? Popefuls?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Popefuls, yes.
Wow. I had no idea.
Online betting was over $40 million.
Good God, I had no idea.
And Pope Leo XIV had a 1% chance going into the conclave. Oh, another person made $63,000 by betting on it.
I had no idea you can bet on the Pope.
Crazy,
I'm today
right?
years old when I realized you could make some money on betting who the Pope was going to be.
Italian Cardinal Parolin was the odds-on favorite. Everyone thought it was going to be him.
Oh, I wonder if he's angry.
I don't know.
If it's like the movie Conclave, oh, he is seething right now. 833-287-1037. Time right now for you to call and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Let's get you on and get you to see our All-American Summer Show with Scotty McCreery and the band Perry at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM.
My wife, Nicole Mary, is here tonight. I love you, baby girl. And our girls, Sunny and Faith, watching at home tonight. I love you both, too.
Man, is Keith Urban love Nicole Kidman or what?
They looked so in love. And
they always do.
I know. Well, yeah, but I mean, you can tell she genuinely loves being a part of the country music scene.
Last night, Keith Urban was recognized as a Triple Crown winner for the ACM, which means at one time in his career, he won Best New Artist, Best Male Artist, and Entertainer of the Year. They haven't given out this award since 2010, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a rare thing to happen. So congratulations to Keith Urban. That was a big highlight from last night's ACM.
It also apparently made Nicole Kidman grow her hair back out.
Okay, this is what I wanted to talk about. So earlier this week, we were talking about how beautiful, I mean, she's obviously beautiful, but how beautiful she looked at the Met Gala on Monday when she had this brand new, like, pixie haircut.
A short hair.
Looked stunning. Mm-hmm. And Tammy said that has to be a wig. I'm like, there's no way that's a wig. Last night on the ACMs, super long hair. So what is the story? Was she wearing a wig on Monday, or was she wearing a wig last night?
No.
Why are we being deceived by hair?
She was wearing the wig for the Met Gala because it fit.
Really? That's
because
the wig?
It fit the theme of the Met Gala, so the shorter hair went with what was going on.
Last night had to be a wig, though, too, right?
Did she have hair extensions in? Maybe.
She had super long hair. They couldn't tuck all that hair into that short.
Can.
No way.
Yes, you can.
You look like a cone head. You look like a cone head.
No. They do a really good job, and if you look at her from the side, you can see how it bubbles out in the back a bit. And it totally was a wig.
So wait a second. Monday was a wig. The short hair at Met Gala was a wig.
Yes.
Last night was natural or ish.
Her wig person is kind of legendary for being amazing because they're such good wigs.
Who is wearing a wig at Stagecoach? Carly. Carly Pierce is wearing a wig at Stagecoach. Kelsey Ballerini wears a wig on. Mm-hmm. So they all wear wigs. Yeah. Everything's deceiving. And then there's us guys. We wear a toupee. Okay. We get made fun of.
Okay. Well, if you have a bad toupee, just like a bad wig. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could. I had the money to have the really good ones because I have thin hair. And there's just nothing I can do about it. It's in my genetics.
I wonder how many women with great hair are wearing a wig
or wearing extensions. A lot.
Extensions
of women
is one thing, but
that's all fake hair. Whether it's sewn in the back or you have it clipped in, there's a lot of women with that look like they have great hair. It's.
I was dating a woman once who wore hair extensions, but I didn't know, and.
Until you touched her head?
No.
Because as soon as you touch the back of your head, you know.
No, we weren't at that stage yet. But I went into her bathroom once, and one of her extensions fell behind the toilet. I thought it was a rat tail. I started losing my mind.
That's funny.
Oh, that's just my hair.
I just didn't realize that it was such a common. I do now, but anyway, I feel deceived. Oh. I feel deceived by Nicole Kidman's head.
Well, she looks good with that short wig that she had on. She looked beautiful. I loved it.
Well, anyway, back to the ACMs.
Yes.
Keith Urban winning his award was very, very cool. Watching him perform and watching all the artists pay tribute to him was very, very cool.
Him wailing on guitar with Brothers Osborne? Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't get much better than that.
That was a dream come true, man. Keith still, to this day, remains one of the best guitarists of any music format, in my opinion. With all the things going on this week, the ACMs last night, a new pope being elected, we can't neglect mothers on Mother's Day weekend. And coming up at 7:35, we're going to do a line with a mom.
Do a line with mom, yes.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Rusty. Rusty is an Alpine. Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning, John.
Rusty, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
Tammy, don't let the bear hit you where the good Lord split you.
What a poet. What a charming poet. Rusty, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Some of the cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they never experienced a conclave before. What country is Vatican City located in?
Italia.
Tom Brady says his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Finding that out after the fact felt like, quote, a stake through the heart. Tom played for 2 NFL teams. Name either one.
Oh, Patriots.
71-year-old Jackie Chan does his own stunts and says he'll never retire. Quote, when you've done it for 64 years straight, there's no physical preparation anymore. It's muscle memory. What was the name of the movie that Jackie starred in with Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker. No clue.
Modern Family star Ariel Winter left Hollywood in 2020 after years of online bullying. She says, quote, grown people were writing articles about me saying how I looked terrible or pregnant or like a fat hooker. I was 14. Did Ariel play Claire, Haley, or Alex on Modern Family?
I want to say Haley.
Jonathan Lipnicki, the Jerry Maguire kid, says his career isn't where he wants it to be, but he's not giving up. Quote, if you're going to pursue this, you're doing yourself a disservice not to dream big. Jonathan stole America's hearts in Jerry Maguire when he said this line.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs pounds?
How many pounds, according to him, does the human head weigh?
15.
Let's get Tammy back in. So, Rusty, curious, is Rusty a God-given name or a nickname?
Russell Jr.
Russell. All right. And you've always gone by Rusty.
Not until I was 17 and my Nana called me Rusty once. My girlfriend liked it and I was like, oh, okay.
We have that couple things in common. Not that I'm named Rusty, but I'm also a junior. My dad was a John and I called my grandmother Nana. Isn't that cool? Yes. Rusty did 2 out of 5, Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy, some of the cardinals who chose the next pope watched the movie Conclave for tips because they never experienced a conclave before.
Oh, sure.
What country is Vatican City located in?
Italy.
It's 1-1. Tom Brady says his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Finding that out after the fact felt like, quote, a stake through my heart. Tom played for 2 NFL teams. Name either one.
Patriots.
Tampa Bay, the other one. Can't they make an agreement when they do those roasts? I love roasts.
Mm-hmm.
Can't they just make an agreement that kids are off limits?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose they could.
2-2.
They should.
71-year-old Jackie Chan does his own stunts, says he'll never retire. Quote, when you've done it for 64 years straight, there's no physical preparation anymore. It is muscle memory. What was the name of the movies that Jackie starred in with Chris Tucker?
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour is right. Rush, you didn't know. 3-2, Tam. Modern Family star Ariel Winter left Hollywood in 2020 after years of online bullying. She says, quote, embrace yourself for this one, Tam. Grown people were writing articles about me saying how I looked terrible or pregnant or like a fat hooker. Mm-hmm. I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Did Ariel play Claire, Haley, or Alex on Modern Family?
Alex. She also works undercover now to catch online predators.
That's awesome. What a horrible, horrible story to have to tell. And finally, Jonathan Lipnicki, the Jerry Maguire kid, says his career isn't where he wants it to be, but he's not giving up. Quote, if you're going to pursue this, you're doing yourself a disservice not to dream big. Jonathan stole America's hearts in Jerry Maguire when he said this line.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs pounds?
How many pounds, according to him, does the human head weigh?
8.
Yes, 8 is absolutely right. Rusty went 15. That's a big old head, Rusty. Today, Tammy wins by a clean sweep, 5-2. You're not going to get any money today, pal, but we got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to join us for KSON's All-American Summer. It's June 14th at Front Wave Arena, starring Scotty McCreery and the band Perry.
Oh, fantastic.
Rusty, enjoy that, pal. Have a great day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Rusty in Alpine, retired Navy sailor, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Mother's Day weekend. May I be the first, I think, to say Happy Mother's Day to you, Tammy. Happy Mother's Day to you, producer Jessica. And Happy Mother's Day to all moms, including the best mom in the history of moms, my own mother, Church Lady Bonnie.
Yes.
And leave it to a mom like Tammy to come up with a concept called do a line with mom.
And it's
no
not
double
what you
meaning
think.
Here at all.
Anyway,
Elise is joining us right now. Happy Mother's Day to you, Elise.
So what we have, Elise, is four song clips, and each of the songs either contains the word mama, mom, or mother. Your job is to fill in the next line after this clip is done playing, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First up, some LL Cool J.
I'm blasting, outblasting, kind of like Shaft, so you can say I'm shafting.
Mama said knock you out.
Listen to you. Ladies love Cool James. They also love Mama Elise, who can rap with the best of them. Well done, Elise.
This one is from Tim McGraw, and don't be tricked because he's got a couple of songs with this in the title.
I sung it before the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket.
And I called Mama.
Yeah. Nice job.
Beautiful.
Which you should on Sunday, everyone.
Elise, you're doing so well so far.
Thank you.
What do you want most for Mother's Day?
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay.
Food.
Feed Mama. Yeah.
Tim's new single. All right, let's do another one. Do a line with Mom.
All right, we're going to go a little classic rock here. Here we go, Elise.
Appreciate that you get time. So hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter
of a mother's little helper.
It's about drugs.
Every mom deserves to hear this song on Mother's Day from Trace Atkins.
Don't you worry about a thing, cause the way you fill them out, hey, that's all right with me. I don't want the girl you used to be. And if you ain't noticed, the kids are fast asleep in your
one hot mama.
Yeah. Yes, you are, Elise.
I've forgotten about that song. It's basically like let's get it on right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is. Love it. Right. Took care of everything. Yes. Right. Let's go.
Elise, you killed it. Great job. Mm-hmm. Wonderful singing. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Mother's Day is Sunday, and if you haven't gotten your mom a Mother's Day present because she's just so hard to shop for, I get it, and we've got a great solution for you. KSON Leading Ladies Live, the Leading Ladies of Country Show, Thursday, May 15th at Beach House, Belmont Park, starring Cece and Megan Patrick and Priscilla Block and Avery Anna and a group that we're about to talk to, Runaway June. Tickets are just $20. Mom would love to go to the beach and watch some awesome performances.
Get your tickets right now at KSON.com.
So we are with Stevie, Natalie, and Jennifer from Runaway June. Guys, you were at our Leading Ladies Live inaugural show last year. We're so excited that you're coming back. I would like to think you guys had such a great time last. The only reason you're coming back. So please go ahead and feed my ego.
It has nothing to do with San Diego and the weather, the ocean, playing on the water.
Isn't that just a fabulous setting?
You can't really beat that.
No, I mean, anytime you get to play a show and you're looking at the ocean, like, come on. Like, you don't get to do that very often. But it was an amazing show, and all of the women on the show were so good, and the crowd was fantastic. So yeah. We're super excited to come back and play again.
We're excited for you, too. And as I say, it's been a year since we've seen you. So if you don't mind, I want you all to give me an individual answer. Natalie, something that has happened to you this last year, it could be big, could be small, that you were so happy about or pleased with?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's been a lot of blessings in the last year, but I'm going to be cheesy and actually talk about this song that's coming out, New Kind of Emotion, because we have been so excited about this song. And it truly was one of the most magical songwriting experiences for the three of us. We have fought for this song to be able to come out into the world. And so for that to finally be happening, I can't even tell you how excited we are about embarking on this new journey.
So when you say you had to fight for it, does that mean that there was people saying, maybe you want to go a different direction? Maybe not that right off the bat. What does that mean?
I mean, the silver lining part is that we've written a lot of music that our label is excited about. And we are too. But there was something just special about this song, New Kind of Emotion, for us. And so it's funny. It's like, I feel like people a lot of times are excited about whatever the newest song is that you've written. And so sometimes you have to remind people that, hey, this one that we wrote a while ago and recorded is still one of our favorites. And so I feel like that's why we had to fight for it.
All right, Stephanie, you're up.
Stephanie.
You sound like you're in trouble.
I think it is actually Stephanie on here. It's so funny. The only time I ever hear it is my mom's mad at me.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm a mom of five. Miss Stephanie, answer the question.
Exactly, right. Yeah, it's Stephanie Lee. So for me, like Natalie said, this song is absolutely huge for us and we're so excited about it. On a personal level, I got engaged in December. So that was really big and, thank you. And, just something really special and something I'm looking forward to.
Congratulations.
Have we set a date yet, Stevie?
We did. Yeah. October 18th.
Jennifer's up.
You know what? I don't know. I've had so many wonderful things happen. But I have to say the highlight is my mom moved from California officially here to Nashville because she came when I had my daughter and she was like, I'm just going to rent a house for a couple months and help you out. And then of course she fell so in love with my daughter. She's like, I'm leaving. And so they moved back to, she moved to Tennessee from California. Now my daughter has her grandma next door. And the song, you know, I had my daughter in mind when we were writing the song. And so it's very special. I know we're all saying that the song's special, but it's for different reasons. Like Stevie was thinking about her fiance and Natalie was thinking about her husband. And I was thinking about my daughter. And like, it's a kind of love that you just don't know exists until you're a mom of five. So, you know, but it's just a new kind of emotion that you feel. And so I just love that this is getting released into the world.
Leading Ladies Live next Thursday, Beach House at Belmont Park. Tickets are just $20. Perfect Mother's Day gift. Get your tickets right now at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
The ACMs will always be about the performances. And last night's opening was really, really poignant and well done, I thought.
Mm-hmm. From Reba singing Merle Haggard to Clint Black singing Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy. And then we moved on to something that John and I both absolutely loved. And that was Leanne Rimes.
Country music. Remember Leanne Rimes?
Oh, she's so amazing. I love her so much.
Why is Leanne Rimes not still huge?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Well, a nice reminder of what a magnificent voice Leanne Rimes still has, by the way.
I was blown away by Zach Top.
Oh, tell me you love me and use me like I'm using you.
Zach Top is a perfect example that you don't need overproduced stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't need pyro. You don't need lights. You need a guitar and a voice and God-given talent. And boy, did he show that off last night.
It's like Alan Jackson and Tracy Lawrence had a baby and they're Zach Top.
Interesting.
I mean, he just reminds me of both of them so much.
Speaking of Alan Jackson, how about that last night?
I was sitting down with my husband and my middle daughter. We were watching the show together and we all cried when Alan was singing.
Joy, there was her,
while he was playing all of his photos over the years with his daughters from when they were really little all the way to their weddings. And then it ended with his little grandson. And you could see he was teared up. And you could also see he was struggling a little bit with his balance and everything because of the disease that he's dealing with, which causes balance problems and dizziness and nausea. And
it kind of seemed like he was saying goodbye last night.
It almost felt like it, but it is a Lifetime Achievement Award. My very favorite part of the night was Chris Stapleton and his lovely wife, Morgan. The way that they looked at each other when they were singing together, it was like you could see their little kind of, like with a lyric, you could see that there must have been like a little inside joke with something because his eyes would like kind of like light up like Santa Claus for a little bit. It was so sweet.
Oh, it takes a woman.
They sing at their house to each other all the time. They don't talk. They sing they to each other. Sing? That's how they have conversations.
I don't know.
That was Tammy's favorite part of the show. Mine was anytime they showed Ella Langley. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to guess, producer Jessica, for you, it had to have been the Backstreet Boys.
The fact that we have waited this long to talk about it is upsetting. It was so much fun to watch them. Do you see how much fun people were having?
It was. Like, the major country stars just moved out of the way, so every female in that auditorium could come down and watch them perform.
Yeah.
I loved them doing Rascal Flatts' Life is a Highway.
Just a few of our highlights from last night's ACM Award, and congratulations to Lainey Wilson, who just continues this unbelievable pace.
It was Lainey and Ella night last night. They all did so well.
Yes, Ella sure did.
95% of that show I loved.
And who knows? Maybe next year the ACMs will hear of a guy named Morgan Wallen.
Jelly Roll got shut out too. I was kind of surprised by that.
Post?
Yeah. Oh. I know.
We're focusing on positive right now.
I know.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, Wes is in Escondido. I guess that would make him Wes Escondido. Morning, pal. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We really enjoyed being in your town yesterday.
Yeah, I heard. It was really noisy over there from what you guys said a couple times.
When we were receiving a proclamation from County Supervisor Anderson, you could hear them emptying the trash trucks. It was awesome.
It was very fitting.
Ringing the bells for you guys.
It was very fitting. Yes, Wes. Hey, do me a favor, man. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy, I have to politely ask you to leave the studio.
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Wes, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, buddy, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sure.
David Hasselhoff revealed he needs knee surgery after being seen in a wheelchair at LAX, probably from running in slow motion on the beach as a lifeguard on what show?
Baywatch.
Michael J. Fox is releasing a memoir about the time he was filming Back to the Future and Family Ties at the same time. How many Back to the Future movies were there?
3.
The ACMs were last night. Within 3, and without going over, which number year was this year's ACMs?
60.
Tom Brady says his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Finding that out after the fact felt like, quote, a stake through his heart. Tom starred as himself in this Mark Wahlberg movie about a talking teddy bear.
Ted.
And finally, Ferris Bueller stars Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck are in negotiations to reunite for a comedy called The Best Is Yet to Come. In that classic movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew played Ferris Bueller. Alan played his best friend who ends up trashing his dad's Ferrari. What was his first name?
Oh man. What was his first name? Is that what it was? I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Wes, what you got going on today, pal?
Driving my daughter to school right now. She's 3rd grade, and she loves hearing you guys, and she's over the moon that we actually got in.
What's her name?
Josephine.
Hi, Josephine.
Hi.
That's great, man. What a great age. 3rd grader. Timmy West did, and he's gonna be mad about, he's gonna be mad at me, but West did 3 out of 5.
Okay.
David Hasselhoff revealed that he needs knee surgery after being seen in a wheelchair at LAX, probably from running in slow motion on a beach as a lifeguard on what show?
Baywatch.
Is right. 1-1 West knew that. Michael J. Fox is releasing a memoir about the time he was filming Back to the Future and Family Ties at the same time. How many Back to the Future movies were there?
3.
3 is correct. He would literally work almost 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing both of those.
Did you watch the documentary with him on Apple TV?
I have not yet.
You have to. It's so, what an amazing human being.
Okay. You've been saying that a lot to me. Mm-hmm. I need to get on that. It's 2-2. The ACMs were last night within 3 and without going over. Which number year was this year's ACMs?
60th.
60 is right. Wes knew that right on the nose. Good job, guys. Tied at 3. Tom Brady says his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Tom starred as himself in this Mark Wahlberg movie about a talking teddy bear.
Ted 2.
Oh, you did it.
Oh, yeah, right, that's it.
That was Wes's problem. He said, just Ted, and not Ted, it's Ted, too. Nice catch, Tam. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Ferris Bueller stars Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck are in negotiations to reunite for a comedy called The Best Is Yet to Come. In the classic movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew played Ferris Bueller. Alan played his best friend, who ends up trashing his dad's Ferrari. What was his first name?
God, I'm thinking about when they're yelling at him. Cameron.
Cameron is right. Man, you're on fire today. 10 out of 10 in today's colleges.
I just saw the clip of him not wanting to give the valet parking attendant his dad's car.
Yeah. Wes, today Tammy beat you by a score of 5-3, so you're not going to get any money, but we have a great prize for you, pal.
A pair of tickets for KSON's All-American Summer. This is an all-ages show starring Scotty McCreery, the band Perry, and more. Front Wave Arena, June 14th.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Wes, we appreciate you. Bye, Josephine. Have a wonderful day at school. Do good things. And Wes, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Wes at Escondido, and I flunked out at Tammy's College, Hollywood College.
I grew up, and I know all three of us did. We grew up on classic country with a lot of talking in it. Conway Twitty, Johnny Lee, David Allan Coe. And if this song really changed it for me as a songwriter, it taught me to just not care so much and write what you love and write what feels good.
Ella Langley at last night's ACM Awards.
You know, Ellen Langley has a very phlegmatic personality. You know, it's just like this all the time.
How do you know and that? That's what she allows us to see.
Well,
we've never talked to her. We've never met her.
No, but anything I've seen her in where she's being interviewed or anything, she's just very, I don't want to say monotone, but just, you know, she's just very even keel. And she has RBF. Resting BF. Resting blank face. She does. And I'm not saying that to rip on her because I love her. I think she's great. And she reminds me a lot of, I have a sister who's a singer and her style on stage reminds me a lot of my sister. And I was texting with her last night and I was like, Ella Langley stole your stage presence.
Other than your sister reference, I don't agree with anything you just said.
Okay.
I think she's lovely.
I didn't say she wasn't lovely.
I think her face is magnificent. There's nothing resting or B about it.
Okay.
It's fabulous.
Producer Jessica, she has RBF.
Yes. She looked like when she got those awards last night, like she couldn't have cared less. But it was obvious she went out there. She's like, I think I blacked out the first time. I couldn't believe this was happening. I'm like, you could not tell by your face.
No, she's very even keeled. She's just very mellow. I didn't say she didn't deserve it. I didn't say she wasn't lovely. Mm-hmm. And I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, well,
I really do. And I like her.
Except that RBF you speak of.
Okay.
That's hardly a compliment.
Okay. No, there's a lot of women who would knowingly admit that I have RBF.
Yeah.
It's just the way you look sometimes. But she just doesn't seem moved or bothered by anything.
I admire that, actually. Yeah.
I'm not ripping on her, John. You're taking it the wrong way.
Sound like you did. Just saying.
Okay.
I think if she heard that, she might have a problem with it.
Okay. She'd probably agree.
Maybe.
I have
she
a feeling.
Seems like the type that would be like, yeah, no, I totally have that face.
Yes.
And it just is what it is.
I love her. I love her style. I love her music. It's just, she's just very, just, there you go. I'm always like this. That's all.
Well, she had a big night last
she
night.
Did.
Deservedly so. And congratulations to her and Ella, if you're listening. I'm a big fan.
Uh-huh. It's because of the RBF. Trust me. I know it is.
No, I just find her to be extremely talented. That's all. Nothing else.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.